With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl.
Good evening and welcome to the 408th episode of Travel Itch Radio. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my friend and co-host, Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee. And this is the 10th season of Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you enjoy the pleasures of travel from the comfort of your armchair.
Every week at this time, we talk to people representing destinations, hotels, airlines, railroads, car rental companies, and others in the world of travel and hospitality, from authors and bloggers to broadcasters and publicists. If it's got anything to do with travel, it's got everything to do with Travel Itch Radio.
And tonight, we continue our special month-long series on the great state of California. Our honored guests are Sheila Chandar, Harbor Master of Pier 39, and Patrick Murphy, President of Blue and Gold Fleet. Welcome to Travel Itch Radio. Sheila, let's start
Thank you.
First of all, welcome
okay.
to Travel Itch. But second, you're the first harbor master we've ever had during our 10 years on the air. So tell us, what does a harbor master do, and what kind of training do you need to become a harbor master?
Okay, so a harbor master is basically, especially nowadays, a sort of property manager of a facility that floats up and down with the tide. So, you know, you have to kind of make accommodations for the operation from that perspective. And sometimes I think you're also the mayor of Crazy Town, you know. You have an interesting combination of, you know, especially on the San Francisco waterfront. But I mean that in the funnest possible way.
Well, at Pier 39, I always thought that the sea lions were the real harbor masters, but I hear you were there before they were. So tell us the story of the Pier 39 sea lions, where they came from, why they settled there, and how they became such a hit with visitors.
Okay, you're right. I do predate them, which makes it sound like I was walking the earth when there were still dinosaurs around. But anyway, The story is that at that period of time, there was a very big herring run, and there was also, I had just finished having K-Dock, which is now the renowned K-Dock where they were all hauling out. I was having that rebuilt, so it was all nice and smooth and brand new, and we didn't have a lot of boats on there at the time because we literally just finished it, and that combination of an incredibly good food source and an easy and safe haul out site was really what the big allure was for the California Sea Lion. But it started with one who started hauling out there, started barking. He got nicknamed Flea Collar because he had, unfortunately, some fishing line around his neck. But he was actually still pretty healthy and big and fat and sassy. And he attracted a few, and I remember we were looking over at them and saying, well, that's interesting. You know, we haven't seen a couple of haul-outs of sea lions before. And within, I'm not kidding, within weeks, we had 1,400 at that time.
Oh, my goodness. So is it
on
true the
dock,
sea lions
yeah.
took over a marina and chased the boat owners out?
I think the only people they actually really chased was a guy who came down from Fish and Game to show me how to approach a sea lion. And he held his jacket out like a pair of wings and said, you have to be big and you have to be dominant. And then this huge animal chased him all the way up the gate, and he ran past me and left me standing there. But actually, we didn't have a lot of boaters there at the time, so we were able to relocate them within the marina.
Are they there all year, or do they migrate in search of better and more plentiful food?
Well, actually, they migrate south, usually in the early summer, and that's for mating. They go to the rookeries down south near off the Catalina Island area, and that's where the bigger animals go and mate. Some younger ones stay behind because they're not mature enough yet. So there's always sea lions on the docks, even when the majority of the herd has migrated south.
Do they stay because the tourists give them handouts, or is that forbidden?
Actually, it is strictly forbidden. You shouldn't ever throw foodstuffs to wild animals. But the sea lions only want live prey. They chase their fish, and part of the attraction of eating it is catching it. So if you threw something over at them, even if it was a salmon, even if it was cooked by one of our wonderful chefs, they would not be interested.
We're talking with Sheila Chandor, harbor master of Pier 39 in San Francisco.
Sheila, tell us what else goes on in the portion of San Francisco Bay in and around Pier 39. I know there are vessels and cruises of all descriptions, and we'll be getting into that in a few minutes.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of, the whole goal really of any harbor and marina is to get the public out on the water, and especially nowadays. So there's a lot of fun options. There's, a big catamaran, a historic private tour of the old waterfront. There's water taxis and all kinds of things. But one of our, obviously one of our most successful tour boats operators you're going to be hearing from pretty soon, which is Patrick of Blue and Gold, who really cater to a really wide swath of visitors from international to domestic. But we also have an aquarium on site that has live otters. I don't know if Sue's already mentioned that, but in terms of water, there's every kind of conceivable way that you can get out on the water, kayaks, all kinds of things are available on the San Francisco waterfront or close to us.
Well, how do you keep track of the comings and goings of the various boats? Is there an interlocking schedule like a railroad might have for its trains?
Well, my job, because I run a recreational marina, so I'm not specifically tracking boaters. They come and go as they please. They have 24-hour access. They come down to relax and play on their boats. But that's actually a better question for Patrick, my colleague, that you're going to be talking to next, because he has a lot of interlocking schedule work.
Well, San Francisco is famous for its fog. How big a factor is weather in your work?
Well, fog is, it's not a big factor to us particularly. It's always unfortunate to see the visitors that come in the summer and forget about the fact that the summer fog, it's described as it's created when the valley sucks. So when it gets hot in the valley, it pulls the moisture off the ocean, and that's what actually creates our very unique fog, which is actually very beautiful, by the way, to see. But the saddest thing is seeing the visitors walking around without jackets on because they're all pretty cold. But, our job is wonderful because we're on the water all the time. But the weather can be, when it's cold and windy and wet out there, we don't get so many people telling us how lucky we are.
Do you have a staff that helps you?
Oh, I do. I have a staff of 9 altogether, and they do the maintenance and repair, and they take care of the visitors and the tenants. And we're a very busy marina. Some marinas are not as commercially and visitor based as we are, because we're directly, obviously, attached to Pier 39. So we get a lot of destination visitors coming, and using our facilities as well. But, yeah.
Does each pier have its own harbor master, and do you work together?
Well, each marina up and down the and port up and down the California coast does have either a harbor master or a some are called waterfront managers, and some have port captains. But we all there's a California Harbor Master and Port Captains Association, which is sort of a platform for where we get together once a year and share, you know, our experiences and training.
We're talking with Sheila Chandor, Harbor Master of Pier 39. Sheila, is it unusual for a woman to be a Harbor Master?
Well, I will tell you, when I first started, which was actually in the mid-80s, yes, it was more unusual then. I think myself and three others in all of California were female at that time, but now it's really common. I would say probably at least 50% of the harbor masters in the in the industry are women.
What is the toughest part of your job, would you say, Sheila?
Oh, well, you know, if I had to answer that honestly and personally, I'd say having to do budgets, and it's mainly having to get them in on time and and get my math, because, you know, getting my math right. But really, I tell you, the reason that I preceded the sea lines is because I have been here so long, as have many of my colleagues, because it really is a great job. I mean, I recommend this kind of industry to anybody.
Do the sea lions have names that they respond to?
No, they don't respond to names, although I will say they're very smart, and they could absolutely be trained to do that if you had the time and the inclination. But they do respond to the crew. When the crew go over to K-Dock to do repairs, especially if there's some of the younger ones around, they will get mischievous. You know, they'll creep up into a slip and they'll splash them, and then they'll sort of, you know, swim away fast. And, you know, it's actually quite adorable sometimes to see the younger ones do that.
Well, since your job is very involved with the sea lions, you've got to share your most embarrassing moment.
Oh, with the sea lions specifically?
Well, it could be with anything,
but
I assumed that it would be with the sea lions.
You know, I honestly can't think of something that's specific to sea lions. I think that my most embarrassing moment as a harbor master was being on the docks and sweeping my arm across to the view to a prospective tenant and toppling backwards over into the water. So I just finished my description while I was in the water. It wasn't very deep where I was. But that was that's my first memory when you say embarrassing moment. But I haven't had any I could pinpoint directly to the sea lions yet, so I better touch wood.
Okay, we would love to know where you were born, raised, and schooled, and how you became harbor master at Pier 39.
I was born in Bristol in England, which has a lot of parallels to where I am now in San Francisco, because both have suspension bridges and both are ports. So it's sort of, I'm obviously somehow attracted to that. And that's where I was raised. I went to school primarily in England. I went to university in Brighton, again, a water-based town. It's on the ocean. How I became harbor master, I was, like most harbor masters, I was a boating enthusiast. I was a sailor, and I knew the harbor master at Pier 39 who was retiring, who basically press-ganged me into helping him out in his office. And I started fixing things, and he had a twinkle in his eye and said, "I think you'd like this." So I said, "Yes, okay, I will stay for 6 months." And that was in 1985, and I'm still here.
Wow.
Is there anything we haven't asked that you'd like to add?
I think you've asked a lot of really good questions. I think I think I would say, because I'm your first harbor master, I don't think you should make it your last harbor master to interview, because they all have very different kinds of experiences. But I would say it's great out here. San Francisco is looking beautiful at the moment. I hope your listeners, when they start feeling safe to travel, will come and see us. And I'm often around on the docks and in the harbor boat. So if they name your, they call out your radio station, I'll wave back. We'll have a bond.
What advice would you give to someone who...
We've been talking with Sheila Chandor, Harbor Master of Pier 39. Thank you for being our guest on Travel Edge Radio.
You're welcome. It was fun.
And listeners, you're listening to Travel Edge Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Mariella Nugent-Lee. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the archive show on our Facebook page. Now let's move on to Patrick Murphy, president of Blue and Gold Cruises and son of the Blue and Gold founder. Welcome, Patrick, to Travel Edge Radio.
Thanks, Dan and Mary Ellen. Glad to be here.
Patrick, visitors to San Francisco should definitely venture out onto the bay. Why is Blue and Gold the best way to do that?
That's a great question. I'd say Blue and Gold is the largest provider of ferry and excursion tours on San Francisco. So not only do we take people out underneath the Golden Gate Bridge and around Alcatraz, which is our, famous cruise that we do, but we also do ferry services to a lot of the towns around the bay, like Sausalito and Tiburon, Oakland, Alameda, and Vallejo and Richmond.
So how many different cruises do you have, and how many boats?
So we have we own or operate both 23 different vessels. So Blue and Gold own seven vessels, and the rest we operate for an agency here to do ferry service throughout the bay. And then we, with the Blue and Gold fleet vessels, we do our trips to Sausalito and Tiburon, and then we have 60-minute and 90-minute excursion cruises, both of which go out underneath Golden Gate Bridge and around Alcatraz.
Do you operate exclusively out of Pier 39?
So our excursion trips operate right out of Pier 39. They go right by Sheila's Sea Lions out of the marina. And then all of our ferry service operates out of Pier 41, which is right next door.
Patrick, I remember taking a cruise that provided great photo ops of both the Golden Gate Bridge and the Oakland-San Francisco Bay Bridge, as well as the island of Alcatraz. Do you have separate cruises, such as an Alcatraz Island cruise or an overall highlights cruise?
Yeah. So we don't operate directly to the island. We had done that for a while, but we don't do that anymore. But our highlighted cruise is a 90-minute cruise that goes around the island, and it gives an in-depth view of the prison in itself. And we have a narration from ex-guards and former inmates that tell the stories about the island. It's become one of our most popular tours.
How about Sunset Harbor cruises and dinner cruises?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. Our day, every day, ends with a sunset cruise, and it leaves the Pier 39 Marina, and it's great. It's beautiful. You get the Golden Gate Bridge in the foreground with the sunset, and then by the time you loop all the way back around to the other side of the bay where the Bay Bridge is, it's dark, and the Bay Bridge does this beautiful LED light show every night. So you get the sunset at one end and this beautiful light show at the other end.
We're talking with Patrick Murphy of Blue and Gold Cruises.
Patrick, if the Giants are home, can people on your boats catch a home run, a ball hit into McCovey Cove?
So there has been a couple of home runs that have hit the vessel. But, of course, we operate ferry service to the to the games, and so all the passengers get off and they're in the games. But at that point, the boat is, you've probably seen it there, and some of the night games, it sits at the dock and waits for the game to end. And right in front of us is where most of those foul balls will land, and there are a number of recreational vessels that, that will anchor there for games to try to get those foul balls. Also, just
of course,
today...
If it's a visiting home run, you have to throw the ball back, right?
I've never seen one of those fans throw a ball back. They're out there in that cold water. They're keeping it.
I also remember seeing a high-speed boat in the bay and wondering if I should be brave enough to try it. Is that one of yours?
Yeah, so that's our rocket boat. Unfortunately, it won't be operating in 2021, but we're hoping to have a new rocket boat, Excursion Thrill Ride, that will operate in 2022, and it's a 30-minute cruise. Totally safe trip. It's just a little bit more of a roller coaster than the slower excursion boat that goes out to the Golden Gate Bridge.
And you do get wet, right?
You do get wet. Very popular on some very nice warm days here.
Since people on the water are always concerned about the weather, especially staying warm, what can you tell our listeners about your accommodations?
Yeah, so we have indoor spaces as well as outdoor spaces. And then and Sheila's favorite part is there's a snack bar with hot drinks and cocktails at it.
Ooh. Have you ever had to cancel for fog or weather, or do you sail rain or shine?
So we will sail rain or shine, and our boats are equipped for that. It's very rare that a boat will have to shut down, or at least one of our vessels will have to shut down because of weather. It does happen. It has not happened this past winter. And, you know, the vessel in itself has radar, so when the fog does roll in, and as Sheila had mentioned, sometimes the fog is, you know, is really beautiful. So it's if as long as it stays up high enough, it actually gives some, you know, really unique looks at the Golden Gate Bridge and over Alcatraz. It's only when it gets down to the water level that it gets, you know, we're a scenic tour, so we cancel at that point because you can't see anything.
So is Blue and Gold seasonal, or do you run all year?
No, we run all year, and both the excursions and obviously the ferries will run every day. The only time we've ever been shut down, as a matter of fact, was during the pandemic.
Okay, Patrick, since I'm a senior and a veteran, I've got to know, are there discounts for seniors and veterans?
Absolutely. We do have discounts for seniors, veterans, children, and then we have a youth ticket, too, that's in between the child and adult age.
Good to know. And I'm sure no pets, right?
So we, on our Blue and Gold Fleet excursions, we allow pets. That's the discretion of the captain on board. And then the public ferries, the ones we operate for the agencies, have a pet policy. So just ADA acceptable animals.
Well, I know that my little 14-pound terrier would try to outbark the sea lions.
Well, I understand that because I have a 12-pound terrier.
Oh, there you go. So when did your dad found Blue and Gold, and how has it expanded since then?
So the company was founded in 1979, and it started off with one vessel, and it was doing that tour out to the Golden Gate Bridge and back. Quickly, two sister ships were built in 81 and 82, and we expanded ferry service after the Loma Prieta earthquake in 1989 to Oakland and Vallejo. And then in 1997, we started the Sausalito and Tiburon ferries, and then that thrill ride, that rocket boat, started in 2009.
Okay. One of the questions that I asked Sheila earlier, she said would be good for you, so I'm going to ask you now. How do you keep track of the comings and goings of the various boats? Is there an interlocking schedule such as a railroad might have for its trains?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we have a very complex schedule, obviously, with all the ferries. It's difficult. That's why I have an operations manager that takes that task on each and every day. And our
Patrick, did I lose you? Mary Ellen, you're still there, right? I hope.
I'm still here. Yeah.
Okay, Sheila, you're still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, I think we lost Patrick somehow. Don't know exactly why, but we will keep going. He'll probably call back, and if he does, yeah, I see that he's no longer on the call, but we will keep going. Sheila, maybe you can help and fill in here. What makes Blue and Gold better than its competitors? Are you allowed to say, or do you have to stay neutral?
No, I can say. I think what makes it better is that they have a very high-end product. The boats are beautifully kept. The crews are polished and well-trained and genuinely interested. And we have this motto, you know, be the reason, meaning be the reason why people fall in love with San Francisco. So we go the extra mile, and Blue and Gold has employees really do take care of their visitors when they're on the boat. So I think it's a combination of a great product. The tours have just been so well planned. They cater to the international visitor. They have, you know, different languages available for the tours. So I think, you know, I'm sure he can do a better job of describing it, but those are the things.
He's back,
that come to
so this is
right
his
away.
Chance. Sheila just gave you a ringing endorsement, Patrick.
Yeah.
That's why we love Sheila.
Because I asked her why Blue and Gold is better than its competitors.
Well, thank you, Sheila.
Would you like to elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, well, I just picked back up right at the end, and that was one of the last points I wanted to make sure, is that we do offer the tours in 9 different languages, and it is truly, you know, remarkable how much the business has grown in the last 40-plus years from that one little tiny boat. And Sheila and I have been around to watch it all. It's pretty remarkable.
How can listeners learn more about Blue and Gold Cruises?
Well, they can visit us at our website. It's blueandgoldfleet.com, and they will talk about not only our excursion tours, but all of our ferry service as well.
Okay, and Sheila, how can people learn more about Pier 39 and being a harbor master?
Well, if they want to learn about Pier 39, they just go to the Pier 39 website. If they want to look specifically at the marina, they can just go to the pier39marina.com. website, and there's a lot on there. The California Harbor Master and Port Captains Association has a lot of information about the career side of harbor mastering. So, you know, that's another resource.
That sounds great. Well, thank you very much to Patrick Murphy, president of Blue and Gold Cruises in San Francisco, and also to Sheila Chandor, the harbor master of Pier 39. Thank you both for being our guests tonight on Travel Itch Radio.
Thank you so much.
It was fun.
Okay, and it was fun for us as well. And what's even more fun is now that baseball season is 2 weeks old, why not learn about the game's history from an educational but entertaining source? It's my book, The New Baseball Bible, Notes, Nuggets, Lists, and Legends from Our National Pastime. 480 pages for less than a sawbuck. It's both a coffee table book and a bathroom book. Read it backwards and still enjoy it. That's The New Baseball Bible with Mike Trout of the Los Angeles Angels on the cover. Get it tonight from Amazon.com. And that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Next week, same time, same station, same writer, same announcers, we'll talk to Travis Scott, Executive Director of Visit Mendocino County, in our last episode from California. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with co-host Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night and stay safe.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.